Now let's talk about hiring a property management company, okay? And there's a lot to this because you really want to be careful because, you know, I'm a big proponent for self-management. That said, if you're brand new, and I know I've said this before, if you're brand new, I recommend that you hire a property manager initially, but realize that you're going to be managing the property manager, and there's a selection process, and there are a lot of questions you want to ask, and you know, a lot of I's dotted and T's crossed to make sure that you get the right company for you and that they do what you need and expect and need, okay? So make sure that they have an office in the area where your property is. If they're an hour away, that's a problem. How are they going to regularly visit your property? I don't recommend you do that. And that they don't own or have an ownership interest in any nearby properties. Why, you ask yourself? Well, let me ask you, if they've got vacancies at their property that they have an ownership interest in and you have vacancies at yours, which property do you think they're going to push, even if it's subconscious? So you don't want a management company that owns competing properties, okay? Look for a management company that manages similar size and types of properties. If you call a property management company that manages primarily 300-400 unit complexes, they may take your 20 unit, but they aren't going to give it any energy, okay? So find a manager, property management company, that manages the type and style and size of properties that you have and ask for examples, okay? So like I said, a firm that manages all 100 units, they'll have a tough time with your 10 unit because it's a different management style. 10 unit is much more involved, okay? 100 unit, they have an on-site person that handles all the day-to-day. On a 10 unit, that on-site person, if they get half a month's rent free, is going to need a lot of support, guidance, and help. So there's a big difference there, okay? All right, now, one plus with hiring a property management company, particularly if you're getting a larger property, say 60 units plus, is they can help you with the due diligence process. They can bring their team in to help you go through each unit. And when you're doing your due diligence and look at the condition of the properties, they can help you with the lease analysis process. They can even help you with the financial analysis process because they've got a vested interest to, you know, act on your behalf. So they can help you if you're doing a larger property, and that's a great way to learn the business, find a reputable company to help you through that process and help you avoid any mistakes through the due diligence process. Now, I recommend you mystery shop whoever you decide on. You actually find out what properties they manage, and you call a couple of them and see how well they handle the call process. And you might even go so far as to go look at a unit to see how they show a unit and what they do and what the condition of the property is and, you know, how well they've trained their staff to lease up units. Okay, very important. So what should they do for you when you hire a property management company? They're going to help you determine market rents. Now, I would not just rely on them. I would do it yourself as well, and I've showed you how to do that. They're gonna make rental increases and adjustments, collect rents. They're going to locate and screen your residence for you. They're going to write the leases, handle evictions, maintenance, pay whatever bills you tell them to pay and expenses, and they're going to provide you financial reports and summaries of what's going on with the property. Okay? Now, this is a very important one. This is where management companies, it's a real profit center. Maintenance and repair is a profit center for a management company. I mean, I've owned a management company my whole life. I have 40 years, okay? And we make more money from the maintenance spread, you know, the upcharge on the maintenance, than we do from the management fee sometimes, okay? So this is a real profit center. So it's very important on your maintenance that you set a maximum expense threshold. I don't care if it's $100. Mr. Property Manager, if this expense is going to exceed $100, I want a phone call or I want an email. I want to know what it is and I'm going to approve it. Whatever that ceiling is for you, based on your comfort level and based on your experience and you know, based on whatever due diligence you've done on the company, but you set a limit and you tell them they need to contact you and get approval if they exceed that limit. Barring an emergency, there's water flooding in, whatever, then they just need to fix it. But they still should be contacting you immediately when that happens. But anyway, always set an expense threshold, okay? Now, here's some questions that you're going to want to ask. And I've got a bunch of them here, and they're in your material, so you don't have to scribble them down. But these are important questions. So when you talk to the property management company, you know, ask them how they rent a property. What's their procedure? What do they do? You know, you want to listen for, do they sit and talk to the resident? And the thing I said was really important. Do they go through the lease verbally? Very important. How do they advertise? Do they have some unique way of marketing that you may not have access to? I mean, if it's just Craigslist, that's fine, but do they have a website that they actually get a lot of traffic to that pulls residents? You know, what do they do to advertise? What's their average turnaround time on not just making a unit ready, you know, painting, cleaning, getting it from dirty to ready to rent, but how quickly do they rent? Another good question to ask. When they screen tenants, do they personally interview the applicants? Remember I said that the verbal communication is very important. You know, what screening steps do they use? Do they do the criminal check, the credit check, all of that? Do they have a standard lease that they like? If so, get a copy. And either if you're good at reading a lease, fine. If not, have an attorney look it over and get their opinion on it. Who designed the lease agreement? Hopefully an attorney did. I'd be surprised if you found a management company that didn't have an attorney do it. Although I will say, in my case, I actually did my leases and I thought they were better than most examples that I saw. But that said, I recommend that you have an attorney look at your lease agreements. When was it last updated? And that's an important question because the laws are changing regularly in most jurisdictions. And sometimes even management companies that have been around a while will have an outdated lease. And the worst thing in the world is to have that come back and bite you as the owner when you're trying to enforce that lease, okay? And again, do they explain the lease and the procedures verbally to the tenant at lease up? That's just so critical. And anybody that's worth their salt knows that, okay? So how do they handle maintenance and repairs? How do they deal with these issues? What's their flow? What's their procedure? Tenant has a problem. Who do they call? Then what happens? How do they stay on top of it? How do they follow up on it? How do they make sure the repair has been done to the tenant's satisfaction? You know, so how do they deal with those issues? When do they contact the owner for authorization? And again, you better have set a limit on that. But find out what their normal procedure is. And then who do they use to complete the repairs? You know, is it their own staff or do they hire subcontractors? And then are they licensed? Okay, even their own staff, are they licensed? Some jurisdictions require licensing. Florida certainly does. So is their staff licensed? Are the contractors they use licensed and insured? And this is an important question. Okay, Mr. Property Manager, you use contractors. Tell me your procedure for verifying that they're licensed and insured. It's very, very important that the property manager makes sure whoever's on your property is licensed and insured, because if they get hurt or have a problem on your property and they're not insured, guess who they go to? They're not going to go to the, well, they'll sue the management company too, but the Daddy Warbucks is the person that owns the property, and you're on the hook. So very, very important to make sure that the people they use are insured. And I'm sorry I don't have that in here, but please remember that. It's when you're asking the property manager questions to be sure that whoever they use has, and you want to make sure the property manager has insurance as well, and you want to get a copy of it for sure, okay? Liability insurance just liability insurance. And workman's compensation if they have employees that work on the properties. You want copies of that, okay? You know, what's their hourly rate for the different kinds of work? You know, does it sound reasonable or is it just, you know, crazy? Is their maintenance $100 an hour, which is crazy, particularly if you're doing a lot of maintenance, or is it sound more reasonable? And do they conduct periodic inspections of the units? When? You know, how often? Yearly, quarterly, semi-annually? And then how do they handle an emergency repair? So what are their procedures regarding the monthly rental payments? We touched on that already. What do they do if the tenants are late? What's their eviction process? And, you know, how long do they wait before they file an eviction? You know, maybe they don't do it on the 5th. Maybe they do it on the 7th. But you want to find out how tight it is. How do they figure out what the fair market rent is for a unit? That's an interesting question to see if they know what they're doing. You know, do they have websites they go to? Do they mystery shop the competition? What do they do to determine the market rent? And how often do they increase the rent? How do they decide when to increase the rent? You know, pick their brains about this stuff. This will educate you as well, okay? Find out what their procedures are. And then in their reporting process, how regularly, you know, do they report to you? How do they tell you what's going on with rent collections? How often and in what format? Can you expect a monthly statement or a quarterly statement? You insist on a monthly. No question. Always monthly. Okay. What management software do they use? That's a good question to ask. And how do they communicate with you? Is it by email? Is it by phone? Is it by mail? Snail mail? What do they do? And how often do they typically contact their property owners, i.e. you? Okay. How do they do it? So get a copy of their contract. You know, ask for a sample when you're meeting with them. The first time you meet with them, let me get an example of your agreement so I can have my attorney look it over, and you have your attorney look it over. And you want to make sure that it's got a termination policy where if you're not happy, you can terminate. You do not do any long-term agreements with a property management company. They say they have a year agreement. That's fine. We can sign it for a year, but I have a 30-day clause to back out for any reason whatsoever. And you make sure you have that in every contract. Because if they're not doing their job, they're out of here, okay? You do not want to be locked into a contract when they're not doing their job. So you have a maximum 30 days to cancel the agreement, if not shorter, okay? Yeah, be sure you have the ability to cancel. And make sure they don't try to sneak in an exclusive right to sell the property. A lot of management companies are owned by a real estate broker, and sometimes they'll sneak in an exclusive right to sell. If you decide to sell, you have to list it with them. Uh-uh, no way. Don't ever do that. So make sure that gets scratched out of there. But, it's important to have somebody read the agreement. Make sure the fee, have an attorney involved. You're going to have a real estate attorney on your team. This is something good to use them for, okay? They're going to know what a fair, reasonable agreement is, and they'll probably know who the good management companies are around. Remember, you're using the people on your team to introduce you to other people on your team. The best way to find the right people is through referrals, okay? So, back to licensing and insurance. I kind of went over this already, but are they licensed in the state? They have to be licensed to be a property management company. They'll typically need to be licensed with the local real estate commission or the state real estate commission. They typically govern property management companies. Do they have their business licenses? And again, get copies of their insurance. You have to look at their insurance. Maybe they're members of some organizations relating to the multifamily industry, and there's a few of them. What's their liability insurance coverage? What are the limits? Do they have errors and omissions insurance? That is not as important as the liability insurance. But typically, they will have E&O insurance as well because they're licensed real estate brokers. Okay? And here are the reports that you should expect from your property manager. And now, I wouldn't say you necessarily need all of these on a smaller property. Certainly, when you get to 60 units or up, you're going to want all of these. An income statement, an expense statement. Those are typically the same document, a profit and loss statement. A current rent roll. And this is monthly. No less than once a month on this. Some of this you might even want a little more regularly. A list of all the vacancies. A list of the delinquents that will show your economic vacancy or your economic income. Okay. And I'd ask them to prepare an annual budget if it's a larger property, for sure. And you want a target that the property is going to stick to. And you want to make sure that budget meets your pro forma for the property. That you want to maintain your expenses at a certain level. That budget better reflect that. If you want to get your income to a certain level to improve that NOI, then that budget will reflect that. You're going to want a regular narrative of what's happening with the property in writing, okay? I recommend you have them send you an email, give me an update on what's going on with the property, whatever makes you feel comfortable from a time, recurring time perspective. And, you may want to request that they do a quarterly market survey of the competitors to see what's going on with the market rents. Are they going up? Quarterly might be a little strong. On a larger property, it's not. But I would definitely have them do that regularly, at the very least once a year. I mean, that's a no-brainer. They have to do it once a year. But maybe even twice a year, quarterly, if you can get it. And then ask for some referrals. You're going to want to talk to people that they've worked for. I'd ask for 3 to 5 clients that you can call, and you want to make sure at least one of them is a past client, okay? You want somebody that's left the company. You want to ask them what they think of them, okay? And depending upon the size of the property, the size of your property, here's the typical rent, the management fee ranges from a low of 4% to a high of actually even 10% if it's real small, like a duplex or something. But You know, that's the range. Now, in addition to the base fee, you may have to pay a leasing fee whenever they lease a unit. Sometimes they might even have a renewal fee on there whenever they renew. But leasing fees are common. Half a month's rent's common. And they're going to want you to pay for the advertising and screening sometimes. Sometimes they'll include it in their fee. So that's something you look at and can negotiate. And again, everything can be negotiated. Don't forget that. And don't be afraid to negotiate. Now, you don't want to beat them up so bad that they're not happy with the business relationship that you have with them. But you want to negotiate. You want a fair deal for yourself. You know, I have seen examples in me personally where I've pushed too hard, and I've gotten the business, but they're not happy with it because I pushed too hard and I got too good of a deal. So just, you know, there's an equilibrium there you want to make sure you maintain.